This show rocks, and this show totally rocks. This is Radioactive International. My name is Derek Mouthpiece, and I am here every week to play punk rock, garage punk, garage rock and roll, stoner rock. If it rocks, I want it. Anyways, let's do it. Last week, if you were listening, I had Donald Green on talking about the Radioactive reunion there last week. I did get a DJ slot. It was only 20 minutes, but it was a great crack. It was great to get the records out there, a bit of showing off, you know. So I'm going to play a few of the songs I played the other night. Like I said, a bit of showing off. I do love having a couple sweet records spinning when someone comes up and asks you what you're playing. So that was neat from the Damned. My brother got me the Stiff Records box set of 7 inches, and that was one of them. It's deadliest on heavy vinyl and the whole lot. Next, I'm gonna play another old one, and I got it at a record fair in Temple Bar. The little sticky on it says "Fun, numbered limited edition pink vinyl." And like this, if you like Status Quo or the Beach Boys. So I'm going to go ahead and play it. This is Generation X with King Rocker.
Jailhouse Rocker, who's straight out of Memphis? Well, Liverpool, Johnny Rocks out loud, home place. That's the way history comes down. Shakes from the hip hop. Quasi kids in the neck hammer. He always shot, but his guitar was acoustic. Go, go, Johnny, go, use your electric. Crazy man, crazy. King Rocker, a King Rocker.
if you walked up to me and I was playing that song on a set of turntables, you would say, I am going to steal that record. I picked that up at the same place as I picked up the King Rocker 7-inch at a Temple Bar vinyl fair. $6 in, which was a bit dear considering I paid full price for both the albums. But that was the Dickies, Give It Back. Next, I'm going to play a bit more of the poppy end of punk, one of my favorites. I know I played them last week during the show, but I played them last Saturday night. Full blast, sounded great. This is the Marked Men with Fix My Brain.
I'm
I used to go into Road Records and order loads of stuff from America, and they could never get any of it. It was very hard to get at the time, so it was good 7 or 8 years ago. That was one of the only albums that they were ever actually able to get in. And I remember the excitement when I heard it was in. That was The Briefs with Sex Objects off of Sex Objects. I'm going to go ahead and dip into the wife's collection now. She is a great DJ for a Saturday night dance party. So last weekend, being a Saturday night dance party, I grabbed a few of her records, including this one, a bit of Joe Jackson from Look Sharp. And if you know the album, the cover, those shoes look well sharp. This has got the time.
Sit down, got another letter to write. Think hard, gotta get a letter just right. It'll ring another teller.
You know, a lot of people spend all their time telling you what is punk and what isn't. And usually, they're telling you most of what is punk isn't. I think everything's punk, especially the Go-Go's and Joe Jackson. But anyways, I digress. I'm going to keep in the wife's record collection. I know I played these guys last week as well, but come on. Great record, Snuff Said. This is Snuff with Another Girl. We'll be right back. I have said it before, and I'll say it again. My wife, Tara Doyle, has some of the best records ever made. That was the Super Suckers with Hot Rod Rally. I am going to take a quick break from playing all her stuff to play one of my own. Keep It Northwest. Super Suckers are from Seattle, or are currently residing in, or were currently residing, then residing in Seattle now. They are LA boys. So I'm going to play something from the Northwest, a bit of The Wipers. Picked this up in Jackpot Records, who are also the company that put out the reissue of this album. There first, this is The Wipers with Return of the Rat. Zero Boys. I actually picked that up in Ron's Records in Encinitas, California, when the wife and I got out. It was a bit of surreptitious babysitting in an afternoon while the kids were having a nap. We went out and bought some records. She bought the Go-Go's on that same day, which I played earlier. I'm going to play a couple tunes now from records that I have stolen in one way or another from people. I got this album off Tommy Trousers, when I was DJing way back in the analog days, and I didn't have an iPod or nothing like that, and was looking for a few tunes. He gave me this record, and I had to hunt it down and buy it because it's amazing. It is The Dwarves. Let me pull it out of the bag here. I'm trying to remember what it's called. It is How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's got a lovely picture of a pug and a woman topless with a whip. This is Anybody Out There.
I've been waiting so long.
right. I think I may have actually plain stolen that one from Konzo. He gave it to me when Mouthpiece first started because I'd never heard the Dead Boys. And he said, if you haven't heard the Dead Boys, I don't want to be in a band with you. So here's the record. And he gave it to me. And I seem to have two copies of it now. And I know that I bought it. I might even have three copies. I might have two copies of Young, Loud, and Snotty, and one copy of Younger, Louder, and Snottier. This next record I didn't steal, but I was given to by a colleague. I was looking through his records. He doesn't listen to records anymore. He doesn't even have a record player in the house. He was showing me his records at a party, and he had two copies of Holiday in Cambodia on a 12-inch, and he offered one. As much as I wanted to say no, as much as I felt it's just wrong to take this off this poor, unsuspecting punter, I wasn't going to say no. This is Holiday in Cambodia. This is the Dead Kennedys.
Holiday! good for
absolutely nothing.
Surgeon.
Wow.
Regard your
what is it good for?
Absolutely nothing. Now listen to this.
Wow.
It's an enemy of all mankind. It's not a war. War is causing rest in the younger generation. Induction, destruction. Who wants to die?
War.
Regard your
what is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
War. Say it, say it, say it.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing. Now listen to this.
War has shattered many young men's dreams. Made him disabled, bitter and mean. Life's too short, precious to be fighting wars each day. War can give life, can only take away life.
Listen to this.
War
ain't nothing but a heartbreaker.
War,
that one friend and then the undertaker.
Just a war.
A bit of DOA there with War, which is a cover song. Let me see. It does not... it says Whitfield Strong wrote that. I can't remember who actually originally did that song. That is a great record. March into the 80s, DOA. That is actually called War on 45, which I, when I first started DJing, used to always play at 33 because it's a big record. Mortal. I'm going to go back into the wife's collection. She got this record. I can't even remember where she was, but I got it with her. It's a 10-inch for Cool for Cats, and the album cover is actually 12 inches, and in the middle is squeezed into 10. It looks deadly. This is Cool for Cats.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of ones with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. Change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so fresh. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. When I think I've got a ball, I ask her lots of questions as she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I give her some old chat. But it's not like they on the TV when it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
Through, you wouldn't phone those guys who missing him with you, girl. Oh, when I call you, I can stack my flats. You work the map before you dry your ass. I'm not a fruit machine, a 1960s dream. I think I bet you listening, but you didn't see, girl. You're not unreadable, you're not unbeatable. I know just what you are, don't push your love too far. You're not untouchable, not just another girl. I get in touch with you, I only wish I knew that. Your number. I had a dream I met another girl, but in the morning she was just kicking sad. I hope I'm getting through the interference too. My money's running out, I don't know what to say now. The operator saying cut the lamp. You wanna cut it by the very last time. You're only young at heart, but there's a time to start. Just realizing when I get down here. You're up too far. Got out in touch with you. Not just another girl. I get in touch with you. I only wish you knew.
Can you believe that I still consider that vaguely punk rock? That one was dedicated to Gary Sloan. The last Objectors gig down in Wicklow, he played that in the car, and I think I was the only person besides Gary that knew who it was. Yay me. That was one of the wife's records. Sounds, what is it called? It's called The Sound of the City. It's from the 80s. You could put that record on and just play it, and everyone would think you were the greatest DJ on earth. But I'm done playing the wife's records. I'm going to play something of my own, quite literally. I mentioned the Objectors there. This is our radio debut. This is off our forthcoming cassette release. This is Say It Now. Let's go.
We'll be right back.
right, a bit of The Weirdos there with Message from the Underworld. Picked that record up a couple weeks ago off Ed. Thank you very much. That's the only decent tune on the record, but it's great. That's about all. I was DJing last week at a 20-year reunion of the opening of Radioactive, and it just turns out that this was 20 years old last month. I couldn't believe it. This is Faith No More with Midlife Crisis off Angel Dust. Until next week, have a good one. I hope I'll see you.